By the way, thanks to the Buccaneers, Sparker Six, and Matt Adams getting us off to a $800 start today. Wow, guys, dudes. This is how this is going to be sold. Number six, we need a red flag law. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, this is part of the digital currency and the digital ID. This is the scam. Well, how would a red flag law be enforceable if you didn't have access to all the medical, including the mental health records? You know what else it'll do? It'll make people that want to own weapons go like, I'm never going to a shrink. This is just another part of the effort. And they never stop. Ladies and gentlemen, they're never going to stop. They want us on the digital currency, and they want us with the digital ID. And they won't stop until they get it. Another reason why this menace of a union needs to cease to exist in its current construction. Because it's not a union, a representative union, as anyone would ever define it. Number five, enact a safe storage law. The hell is that? You're allowed to own guns, but only if they're museum pieces locked up in safes or behind six-inch thick pieces, sheets of glass that are impossible to open without a blowtorch. Ridiculous, 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 and stupid. Number seven, repeal the immunity of gun manufacturers from liability. Okay, fine, do it. Then you need to repeal the liability, the immunity of vaccine manufacturers from liability. You need to repeal the immunity of weapons manufacturers from liability. You need to repeal the immunity of media corporations and media companies and telecommunications companies from liability. Did you know that you can't sue Bell South if their telephone lines were used in a commission of a crime? Did you know that? You remember the chick, what was the girl's name? You watched the documentary, the one who supposedly teased and taunted her boyfriend and he was threatening to kill himself and told him, stop talking about it, just do it, go ahead and do it. And they convicted her. Michelle Smart? Carter. Some of what she did was via text message. Shouldn't the survivors of, what was his name, Corey something, of the kid that killed himself, shouldn't they have been able to sue Nextel or Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile or whoever the hell was providing the cell phone service? You know, most people don't know this. They have blanket immunity. You can use the cellular device, the telephone line, email that's transmitted, right? That goes over what? AT&T fiber, Sprint fiber, wireless and what have you here. Did you know that you can't sue them? Even if their lines or communications networks were used directly in the commission of crime. I think that immunity should be, I think that we need to drop that immunity. As a matter of fact, there are good reasons. It's called Section 270 to drop the Section 270 from the federal code and make all of those media companies liable. So Joe, if you want to start repealing immunities, I am with you, brother, sister. And number eight, address the mental health crisis. How are you going to do that? thousands upon thousands of, okay, I'm exaggerating, hundreds upon hundreds of mental health facilities that were, that had been open, many of them for great numbers of years, were closed in the 1980s when the pharmaceutical industry and the American Academy of Psychiatrists or Psychologists said that mental health would be treated and that mental health issues would be treated and cured by pharmaceutical drugs. All the loony bins were closed. The laws about mental incapacitation were either repealed or refined, if you will, to make it so that you couldn't. It's almost impossible to have, quote, someone committed, close quote. How are you going to deal with this? This is such an easy historical fact to prove. When Franklin Pierce was president, you can find this on my website at mikechurch.com. If you search for Franklin Pierce, you'll find this. Franklin Pierce, his most famous veto as president, he vetoed a bill that basically would have made some form of Obamacare for mental health patients that Congress had passed. Here it is. President Franklin Pierce's veto of the 1854 version of Obamacare is what I called it back in the day. This is from, when did I publish this? Golly, it's back in like 2012 or something. To the Senate of the United States, the bill entitled An Act Making a Grant of Public Lands to the Several States for the Benefit of Indigent Insane Persons. That's how it was phrased. Indigent Insane Persons. So we know that in the United States, we've had nutbags and institutions. I put the link in the chat room. Kind. I put the link in the chat room so you don't have to go coin on me. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Wow, 67 chatters on a Friday near the end of the first hour. Don't want to see the stats from today's listening. In any event, and you'd think after a big Biden hoop-de-doo threat like that, we'd have double and triple the audience today because people would want to know. Well, what did he say? What is TKD? What do you guys think about it? Maggie's making a good point. First of all, dude, nobody gives a crap about what Regime Leader Biden says. In any event, if you click that link and you go to my website, that's from 1854. So in 1854, there were enough lunatics that needed to be locked up in insane asylums that people were agitating and asking their members of Congress, hey, man, dude, can you go to Washington and get us some land or some money or something to build nut job sanitariums so we can lock these wackos up? So there is a little bit of history here. But if you want to deal with the mental health crisis, put the pharmaceutical companies out of business, all of them. Shut them down. Make it illegal to sell psychotropic and mental health issue drugs. Simple as that. Outlaw it. Get rid of your stupid FDA. Get rid of it. And put the pharmaceuticals out of business. Oh, Maggie just gave me an updated cut sheet. That means we've got new stuff. I could talk more about this, and I could talk to you, and I already did it yesterday, so I'm not going to do it today, about the Second Amendment. and what it actually means and what it actually says. But like Richard Barrett was pointing out correctly yesterday, there is an amendment to the Texas Constitution that guarantees him the right to keep and bear arms in his state. Doesn't matter what the federalities do. A good attorney general should intervene and go like, screw you. Go ahead, pass all the laws you want. We're not enforcing them. We have our own RTKBA here in Louisiana. Attorney General Landry, I believe, would be one of the good guys that would go, we're not going to enforce that. I'm going to sue you. If you try to make us, I'm going to sue you. This is going nowhere. This is fundraising for Democrats, and this is payback for those who have been agitating for this nonsense as a way of life for the last 3 or 4 decades. That's all this is. But this is primarily, number one, get the item on there that they may be able to get some form of digital medical record, portability. Portability. They may actually get this through the Pelosi Congress and the Schumer Senate. Because it'll sound like, oh, we'll finally have access to all the crackpots and lunatics and their medical and their mental health records. You know what else you get? You get all of the people. What's that stupid app? What's that app there's an app for that you can call? I used the app and I met with a psychiatrist, a therapist. And not only did I get loving, kind, transgender, transitioning care over the Zoom call, but I got my prescription and I got it filled within one day. Yeah, cerebral. So what you're basically going to do is tell everyone if you want to shrink, you got to go through an app like Cerebral, and you're going to tell Cerebral, surrender all your records. Put them in the database here. So we can have access to it. Where's Schaefer at when he's needed?